Blog Talk Radio.
Let's do this. Right. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Friday, and you know what that means? That means we are celebrating the legacy and the sounds of Los Angeles Records. Of course, Solar, I got my partner Wardell Potts hanging out with me. Of course, I'm doing it. I'm taking the first position one right now until you get everything straightened out. But, yeah, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming, telling stories. Of course, from Wardell's perspective, because I don't know anything about it. I'm just a fly on the wall, just like anybody else that's listening to the show. I'm going to tell all the stories, and you never know who may call in and hang out with us. Wardell, what's up, man? Are you here?
Yes, and your story is your story. So you do have a story. It's about, you know, and everybody that listens and to Solar, you know, the Whispers, Shalimar Dynasty, they all have their own story about how that affected them, you know. So we all have a story. We just have a different perspective, right? And so
I stand corrected.
I was on the inside. And so that was nice, and, you know, and you have a different perspective on the outside. Like, I have a different perspective on the sound of Philly International. I love that music, but I'm from the outside. I didn't know the end. Yeah, I have a total bit. And so I love to hear stories from those guys about, you know, when they're in the studio recording with each other, McFadden and Whitehead, how were they? What kind of guys?
Oh,
they
yeah.
Were. You know, I love all those stories. That you know a lot about Philly, and you talk about the artists over there and stuff, the OJs and stuff. And so it's just nice to hear those inside stories. And so I just happen to have an idea of the stuff that happened over at Solar. So thank you for running the show today. We appreciate you very much.
Well, you know, no problem, man. No problem. I just, you know, I for those who are just tuning in, I stand corrected. What I was coming from a perspective of you being in the music industry, being at ground zero, I always use the term ground zero, and the stories that you're able to tell and give that perspective. Again, I'm a fan, just like anyone. We do all have a story to tell, especially from a fan standpoint. But you being there, being in the mix, I think it makes great fodder for conversation, and you know, all of us do have have a story to tell, like you said. But I think, you know, I am here to celebrate you guys. We are here to celebrate what you guys have done at Solar, and to share the stories, to share the wrestling, boxing stories, you know, all the things in between. You know, Dick Griffey, Leo, you know, Linda Carey, Stephen Shockley, and so on and so on. So, as a matter of fact, I was just happened to yesterday. I was watching the full video of you guys performing in Concord, California, in 1980. I just happened to just sit and watch it. You guys did "I Want to Be Your Lover," your version of Prince's "I Want to Be Your Lover." I mean, you know, you guys are. It was just an amazing, amazing show, man. And again, maybe you can talk about it later, but I know you probably mentioned it before or whatever, but all the new listeners out there, again, thank you so much for listening to the show. Check us out every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we have Wardell has these great stories, and again, you never know who's going to call in and hang out with us. But going to what I was saying, man, talk a little bit about that concert, that, you know, the energy that you guys, you know, the crowd energy versus the energy you gave to them and you fed off them. I mean, talk a little bit about that, man, at least for starters, if you can.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, Prince came to that, he's been coming to our concert because, you know, he was young, and he did "I Want to Be Your Lover," and that was his big hit and stuff. And so he had some other things, but he was looking at, you know, what was happening over at Solar as well. Like, wow, you know, this is what's happening, you know. So he knew about Dynasty, that, you know, and he's a reader. And so he was reading the credits, and he see that we were all the guys that was doing music for Solar. And so he was very interested in us, and so he came out to see us. And I didn't know. This is after, you know, sharing the stories, and I found out from Freeze, who was in the time, and Freeze told me that Morris and Prince came when we were in Minneapolis, that they came to the show. to the concert.
Oh, wow.
To see us perform. And it is just weird because it's like, really? Prince came to see us perform and we were performing his song? That's like embarrassing a little bit. And that's like, oh my God, I wonder what he thought. And but anyway, doing those shows at the Concord, that was great. That was the first time I ever recorded a live album. And Dynasty, we were really blessed. It was a beautiful stadium, and we opened up the concert. So it was Dynasty, Lakeside, Shalimar, and the Whispers. And so, and Von West was the the host. He was the comedian that opened up the show. And it was so nice to be able to, you know, to do something on that level. I was like learning about what this whole thing was about in real time, right? And so I was just so grateful and so thankful. And man, I just, you know, when I listen back to it, I remember, you know, like really, you know, like focusing to make sure that it was as good as possible. And, you know, we were doing our parts. And I had the chance to do it twice because, don't forget, I played with Shalimar too. So after Dynasty would get off the stage, then, you know, we had Lakeside would come on and they would do their show. And then I would watch them, and then I would go back and get dressed. They come on stage with Shalimar and do it all over again. So it was like a double whammy for me. And it was just like a lot of fun, man, just being able to do that and be blessed by it. So, yeah, it was great. And then the Whispers came on after Shalimar. And so it was fun.
Wow. Wow. Oh, well, you know what? And again, you were talking about, you mentioned it earlier when you talk about you just didn't know Prince was, you know, and Morris Day would come to your show and listen to you or peep you guys out or read these, you know, read the magazines, whatever. And we were talking about this also with Denise Williams, because it's like, while you're watching their careers, they're watching yours and admiring yours while you admire theirs. I mean, that there's that mutual respect you guys have for each other. And the crazy thing about it, because of your humility, you didn't even know someone like, you know, Denise Williams would, you know, check out Solar and check out Follow Dynasty and Prince, you know, Prince and Morris Day and all of these, you know, all of these cats that were just kind of studying you guys and studying Leon Silvers. And again, these implement to the, you know, are indicative of the stories that we talk about every Friday. So again, thank you so much for sharing that.
Absolutely. Thank you for, you know, asking and stuff. I love talking about this because it really stimulates me in a whole nother way to talk about, you know, my history that was really a blessing to so many people in the world. And I had no idea. We had no idea what, you know, we were just following our dream, right? And so we were just doing what we really wanted to do, and, you know, and the dream was coming true because of Dick Griffey and Leon Silvers just making that all come true for us, and it was a blessing to the world. And it's like, wow, this is, you know, so when you look back at it, hindsight is something else, man, and it's amazing, and it's beautiful, and I'm grateful. But just like you do something really, you know, innocent and good, and you can look back at it on years later and feel really good about it. If you're doing something that's totally the opposite, it has the same effect, and you look back on it and you've been in jail for 20 or 30 years. And I'm just so grateful.
Wow.
I'm so grateful I didn't choose to do something bad and have my life go in that direction, as opposed to going in, you know, and into a direction that I can feel good about and I can share with my grandparents, right? You know, like, look, Grandma, look, I'm really excited about what I'm sharing. But there's, you know, I mean, but we all have that decision to make. Are we going to try to do the right thing and be a blessing to our lives and to our family? Or are we going to try to do some other stuff and be a little slippery? And sometimes it those things come to you out of desperation, but you have to be strong enough to know that doing something wrong is not going to pay off in the long run. You know,
wow.
And I'm just saying that to share with young people that, you know, we do make these decisions. And I remember having to make a decision about if I was doing something that could really be damaging to my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make the decision to not do it. And I did make that decision to not do it. And my other friends, one of my friends lost his life doing it. And so I'm so grateful that, you know, I was able to think. And it's so important that we think. Just pay attention and think about your life. Where you're going, what you're doing, and why are you doing it? Why is a really important question. Very small word, but it's so powerful. Why am I allowing myself to chase this dream? Is this a good
mm-hmm.
dream? Is this something? Do dreams come true? You know, or why am I allowing myself to be in a gang where people are getting hurt and I'm hurting people? Why am I doing, you know, we got to ask ourselves out that question, why? You know, so for me, man, I just want to say thank you to everybody, the people that bought our records, that supported our careers, because it allowed us to continue to do it for a long time. You know, you guys, this was just like verifying that what we were doing was good. And so we kept doing it because you said it was good, you know. And so thank you to all the people that supported Solar.
I hear you. What else? Save all of that good stuff for later in the show. We got another hour and 43 minutes left of the show. So save some of that. Some good gems right there. But you never know. But we're going to go ahead and get into some music, man. Of course, Benson and Reggie Calloway are friends of the show. Of course, we had Reggie Calloway on the show a few months back. Definitely got to get him back on. And, of course, Midnight Star. I'm going to start the show off. Classic Midnight Star from the Headlines album. You guys keep it locked right here. This is Engine number 9. It's Friday, y'all. Celebrating the legacy of Solar Records on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here. celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, of course, taking you all the way back, 1973. Now, this was pre-Solar, but, of course, this was music from the Silvers, Through the Love in My Heart, all the way, year before I was born, 1973 classic. And, of course, before that, from the Look album, 1983, 10 years later, music from Shalimar, Over and Over, and, of course, started off the block with a classic from Midnight Star from the Headlines album, Engine Number 9. And I appreciate you letting me do this block, Wardell. I really do.
Yeah. You got it, brother. You got it. No, I'm getting over here. Hold on. Oh, you got both my mics on. Okay, yeah, thank you.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. You know which one you were using.
I know. Hey, man, oh, man.
You all over the place, man.
I know, man. It is what it is, right? I'm running like crazy, but you know what? I'm excited about what we were just talking about. My energy about, you know, Fridays are just so special to me, and that's why, you know, we continue to do the celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records, because it's always more. People are asking questions that I don't even think of. And so it's like, whoa. And there's so much to, you know, to share. And so, and if people want to know the answer to the questions, then it must be worthwhile doing it, because they want answers. And so that's why we're here, is to give them the answers to those questions. And sometimes the questions will stimulate another question, you know, and so we go on and on and on, and before you know it, wow. I remember last Friday I was exhausted from just trying to remember and talking about the things and getting so excited that I'm sweating. I was so happy to be talking about that. So, like I said, it's important that we do our best to leave, you know, to do something good for people, for the world, for yourself, for your family. Just do something good. Just, you know, because if look at me, I'm so excited, you know, that I could talk about something good that happened. I listen to the songs you're playing, and I'm playing drums on most of the songs, and I'm like, wow, what, you know, it's just, you know, like the Shalimar song you started off with. I'm like, wow, you know, what a beautiful blessing. And you don't realize sometimes when you're working and it's really hard, but you know you're doing the right thing and you're putting the time in, and it's hard. At the end of the day, you know, the blessing comes back and it blesses you, and you go, wow, that was really worth it. But I remember I wanted to give up. Remember when you're doing track or you're studying for a test and you're studying and you're like, I'm so tired of studying. I hear my friends outside playing and having fun. I'm stuck in here studying this stupid test. And then you get the grades back and it's like, yes, I did well, you know, but, you know. What do they call it, Don? You being a school teacher, is that perseverance? What do they call it when you work really hard at something and you get rewarded for it at the end of the day?
I mean, it's just preparing yourself. I mean, you're not going to like it in the beginning. You're not going to automatically feel. There's a sense of, I usually say, I know what you're trying to say, but excuse me, it's usually kind of like a sense of vindication. You don't appreciate it at the moment. You see the other kids out there playing, and you're like, oh, you're here studying. Oh, it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. And that's the result.
Yeah.
That's the result. It's a repetitive, it's an ongoing process. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, and again, it doesn't matter, you know, what household, no offense to anyone who raised the kid a certain way, but, you know, we grew up, okay, we got spankings and things like that, and, you know, from growing up that perspective, you know, you're just like, and this is, you know, from the way I grew up, it's like, of course, you don't appreciate the spanking you got at the time, but then, you know, later on, you're just like, okay, I understood why I got a spanking for this, so,
right.
You know,
it's
I thank
discipline.
God.
It's just discipline.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And like, you know, spankings sound kind of bad, like, oh, you know, especially for those kids that never got a spanking because their parents didn't believe in it. But for, you know, there's a lot.
Yeah, again, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. However your parents decided to raise you and take care of you. Some of us deserve a spanking, like me. I remember, boy. Woo, boy. I was busy. I remember my mom chasing me. See, that's a problem right there. The fact that she has to chase you, because I wouldn't stand still. I wouldn't come to her, and she had to come after me. And this is in the house, not outside. I'm running around in the house from her. And when my dad came home, she told my dad, and see, I deserve to get my little butt spanked because I was busy. I was disobeying and not allowing her to, you know, help me along the way. I'm thinking I knew everything.
Wow.
You're not the boss of me. But anyway, let's get back to Solar.
but here's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up because that is a perfect segue for a question that I do have for you. And this is a question to Wardell, of course, I guess, you know, from overseas. What were your parents' reactions to the songs that, you know, you were playing on? What was the vibe they gave you? And of course, I'm assuming they were proud, but in your own way, describe when they first heard the songs on the radio and said, hey, that's my son. What was their reaction?
Well, you know, so going through it and trying to get to it was beautiful on their part. They supported me even though they were kind of leery and concerned because I'm their only boy. And my dad had 3 gas stations, an auto store, a hardware store, and a church. And I'm the only boy. So I'm supposed to take over his businesses so he could take care of his church. And then, you know, I had sisters, but they were younger. And so he was like, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do. But my dad was also a musician. And so that gift passed over to me. And that's the one I wanted to pursue. And so when the gig came up, or the audition came up for me to go to California, they were like, oh. Okay, well, I went to college for music. They knew I was in love with music, and they paid for it. And I also went to Settlement Music School in Philadelphia, you know, so, and that was before I went to college. And so music has been something I've been chasing all my life. And my dad did buy my first drum set, which was very expensive, $800 back then. And so, they knew, you know, they were trying to help me and love me through it, whatever it is my passion was. And so when I got to California and I was like really concerned, I remember calling my dad saying, I think I want to come home. I want to go back to work. I need money. I don't have no money. And it was just really big of my dad to say, well, you know, he should have been. I mean, I know in the back of his head, he's like, yes, come on home. I need you to come and help me with these businesses. But he was real good at saying, you know, you've been wanting to do this for a long time, and you could always come home. You could always come here. So just since this is what you've been wanting, just go ahead on and do it. And so that's what happened. I do that, right? And so y'all know that story because I tell it all the time. So anyway, make a long story short. So once the records, I think the first thing was The Second Time Around by Shalimar, and that came out, and it was just, and I had to tell them, and they for some reason it was hard for them to digest what I was telling them. They couldn't, okay, all right, baby, good. And so then The Whispers and The Beat Goes On came out, and I was telling them, but that's me playing drums on The Whispers. And, oh, really, baby? I mean, I gave my mom, really, baby? Yeah, mom, that's me. She says, oh, good. But I didn't know that they weren't really getting it. They were just, I thought, because that was the first time it ever happened for me, too. So their reaction, I thought, was a normal reaction. They're like, okay, good, baby, good. But when they really knew something was happening, when they saw me on Soul Train with Dynasty. Then they were like, this is my baby. And it was crazy. They were crazy. The whole neighborhood was watching Soul Train that day. Everybody at the church was watching. It was, you know, and so Dad's theory action was way over the top when they were like, you know. Now, it's really good for them because they invested in me and it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because parents just like to have the right to brag about their child, right? They just do like grandparents are like worse than them. So, but parents are really, my mom bragged about me so much, my cousins couldn't stand it. And this is before I became a musician. This is before I became a professional musician. This is just at home in Philadelphia, just dancing. I'm like, oh, you're such a great dancer. My mom, my cousin, like, I'm so sick of your mom talking about how good of a dancer you are. I said, she's talking about me. So anyway, so you got, I hope I answered the question.
You did. You did. Okay. And again, we got about an hour and 17 minutes left of the show. Again, I want to start off the block. And I know that I want you to do your thing, but I have to do it. I just uploaded it. And I'm a big, of course, you know, I love Babyface. And, you know, around the time.
Last night.
So the Cool in You. If you guys remember the Kool & You album, of course, we talked about how he became the super producer with L.A. Reid. And I just want to go back to the Kool & You album. And one of my favorite songs from that album, of course, let's take it all the way back to 1993 to here in the background. It's classic Babyface. It's called Never Keeping Secrets. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it's Friday. We're celebrating the legacy of Solar Records on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
But I needed me and needed way out. I couldn't face the truth of you because I didn't want to lose my clout. I always have been good to you, girl. I promise you that nothing has changed. Momentary.
Thank you. girl, how was I to know when I first met you? All the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught in your hurricane and falling into your love, I came.
I love listening to the whispers, their voices. It was just amazing, very romantic, right? Kind of take you there and just make you feel like you want to be in a relationship if you're not, or you want to be with your mate if you're not. And if you are, hey, come here, let's just get closer. This is beautiful. I'm loving you. Anyway, let's go to the Silvers here on Solar Records Radio.
We used to play.
Get my umbrella. I stopped in shock when I saw you with another fella. Oh wow.
Thank you.
you. Ain't nothing but a living death. God.
You remember.
Hey guys, I want to also say thank you for your amazing questions that you guys bless us with. We really appreciate it. And if anyone else, if you're in the United States, you can call the number 646-668-8537. Once again, that's 646-668-8537 if you have any questions. And overseas, just use Messenger to, you know, to leave a message. That would be great. Or just leave it on our page, Solar Records Radio page, and we'll do our best to accommodate you. We have a caller in from area code 313. Is that Julian?
Hi. It's me. How you doing?
What up, pretty girl? How are you?
How are you guys?
Well, you know, I'm glad we're asking each other that, because I was, you made me just think when you said, how are you? You made me think it's going to get cold tonight, not compared to your cold, but it's going to get cold here in Texas. And I need to go outside find my old man, my old horse, and put a coat on him.
Okay.
It's actually a horse blanket.
But
I call it a coat because he's an old man. And I got to cover him up. What's going on with
you,
pretty girl?
Take care of him. Well, I was just listening to you talking about, yeah, your first time on Soul Train and how everybody was watching and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my first time. We were going on vacation. Yeah, we were going on vacation. And I remember leaving out the door, telling my mother, I said, I'm going on Soul Train. And my mother was like, they don't let anybody on Soul Train. You can't go on Soul Train. And I'm like, I'm going on Soul Train. So we went to California. Yes. At that time, they were taping at Metro Media Square. And we went down there. And, one thing led to another, but I got a chance to dance on Soul Train. Make a long story short, I got the chance to dance on Soul Train. And guess what song I danced off of?
What?
I just begun to love you. So whenever I hear that song come on, I immediately think about that day.
Oh, Dynasty.
Yes. Yes. I had to share my Soul Train story with you as well.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
it was really
nice.
And so what about the kids on your block? Were they like, oh, my gosh, she really did it?
Well, you know, I didn't tell anybody. I just, you know, just when I was leaving, you know, leaving, I was like, well, I'm going on Soul Train. That's all we thought about was going on Soul Train, and just, you know, we were reading the right old magazines and, you know, looking at the Soul Train dancers and everybody else in there. So that's what we were really into.
But where did you?
But when I got back to school,
where were you living?
In Detroit.
I was in Detroit. All the way from Detroit to go all the way to California to be on Soul Train.
Well, we went on vacation to visit with our cousins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so while we were on vacation, I knew that I wanted to go on Soul Train. That was one of the main things that I wanted to do. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun, yes. But when I got back to school, people were like, were you on Soul Train? People I didn't even know, were you on Soul Train? And I'm like, on them. I was just so shocked that people that I didn't even know were just coming up to me. So I was a little celebrity for a minute. You know, everybody's thinking that, you know, I was just a regular. But I was just on there. They aired it for like, well, not aired it, but altogether it was like a month of shows that, you know, that I was actually, you know, had recorded for. So it was nice.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for sharing. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Name me five of your top five Solar records. And
ooh,
I know
wee.
I just began. I learned that from Greg. He pressured me.
You learned
me
that from Greg?
Yeah, he pressured
okay,
me.
Okay, wow. My top five.
Okay, top seven.
Well, I can say that's one of them that I just mentioned to you because it made me feel good. That was a important part of my life. You know, it's something that
okay.
It was a dream came true.
Okay.
So it was off of that song, you know.
So your top five that comes to your mind right now, so you don't have to strain your brain and try to remember.
Yeah, okay.
But the top five that come to your mind right now. Because there's a lot of songs. So,
okay.
Like,
you know,
if you had to just give me five.
I really like
Say
Yes. Say Yes comes to my mind.
Hold on. Say Yes is three Solar songs.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's Climax, Howard Hewitt, and Lakeside.
Hold on, wait. No. So Climax and Howard Hewitt is one song.
Well, them together, yes.
Right, so
Lakeside.
That's just one. That's, and then Lakeside, and then The Whispers.
Mm-hmm. And The Whispers, that's what I meant. Yeah, right, The Whispers,
right.
Exactly.
So
yes.
Which version?
Exactly.
Which one are you? Yeah, you're in trouble trying to be slippery. Trying to get away,
say,
come on, girl.
Be, you know what? I would have to say Lakeside.
Okay, because you like Otis's voice, don't you?
And you know the little reprise that they play at the end of the song?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a couple of... Listen to that part, that version of Say Yes.
Okay. So you...
It's really
okay.
Nice.
So how many songs have you said so far? How many...
Okay, that was two.
That's only two?
That was...
I
that just
going to love you. Oh, my God. How was you taking 2 hours? What's that? Are you that stressed out about this answer? Come on. What else you got?
That one, okay. My Whispers, Emergency, Out the Box, you know. Yeah.
I love that one too. So,
yeah,
Dynasty,
yeah.
Lakeside, and the Whispers so far. Dynasty, Lakeside, and the Whispers. Okay.
Now, Dynasty, I do like really like Something to Remember Me By. I like that one, too.
Two Dynasty songs? Are you just saying that because I'm on the phone?
Well, I mean, I like them.
Okay.
I really do. Charlamagne, it could be like, it's so many for Charlamagne. It's just too many to name.
Right,
you know,
right,
being in the ladies'
like,
room, like, you know,
That's Climax. Okay. So,
I love the deal.
Okay, so pick the song.
Material Things. Material Things, the deal.
Pick the group.
Material Things.
Okay, so is that five? Is that five songs? I'm getting confused.
Something like that.
Okay. All right.
I'm
so
just throwing them out there now.
Yeah, you just ramble. Okay. All right. So.
Oh, and one that really gets me up is No Parking on the Dance Floor and Freakazoid.
Oh, God. Okay, now look at you. You are becoming famous because now... I just got a question for you. They didn't ask me. They said, ask Julian this question. So are you ready for the question? What's your favorite album cover?
I guess so.
What's your favorite
album
cover?
My favorite
album
cover?
It better
my
be
favorite
Dynasty.
Album cover.
I'm just playing.
Oh, goodness. I like this. There is a Charlamagne. It's a Charlamagne album that I like. It's like the. I think it's like the. Well, it's not black and white. I guess they call it like sepia tones. You know, it's like brown and kind of a beigeish and white like kind of color, cream color. Jody has on like a sweater. I kind of like that sweater, but gosh, there's too many album covers.
There's more songs. There's, just so you know, there's more songs than album covers. Because each album,
yes, definitely.
Right?
You did say album cover.
Yeah, yeah. So, come on. Just, all right, give me one. Just give me, you just, so you don't even know
well,
the name
I,
of the
like,
album.
I kind of like.
You like the Friends album?
I love the Friends album.
Was it earlier or later?
Early.
Early. Okay. So when you said the color, are you talking about, oh, you're talking about this one second time around with the whales in the front?
Oh, not that one. It was another one. It's just the three of them on the front. And yeah, and Jody has on like a sweater and, you know, it's just a nice little album cover, yeah. But I mean, I like, gosh, yeah.
Okay, all right. So the one after the second time around.
It just popped into my head right now. Yeah.
So that's the second album, and I'm wondering if that was the Doorway album. Do you like the Lakeside album covers? You know, because the Lakeside.
I love Lakeside album covers. Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, they have themes every time.
Like yeah, like the paintings and different. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Out of all of the Lakeside ones, which one you like the best? Did you like the Gangsters, the Rough, or did you like the
you
Rough
know what?
Riders? Or did you like the
Rough Riders?
You like the Fantastic Voyage when they were all dressed up like pirates?
I like that. You know, as far as listening, that would probably be the one. I think that might be the Fantastic Voyage album as far as listening to it. Yeah, and then
but
the
I'm
first,
the cover.
And then the
we're
one with
some. I'm talking about the cover.
Okay.
I got to keep this one in line, y'all.
Maybe
she keeps
Fantastic Voyage.
You like, oh, so you, well, you know.
Maybe
you
Fantastic, you know what, because I met Lakeside, yeah, and they signed a picture, and that was the album cover. The picture that they signed, the autograph, it was from that album cover. So I would I guess I'll have to say Fantastic Voyage.
I'm going to tell you another reason why you're probably saying Fantastic Voyage. Because the pictures that you sent me, two pictures, and with you and William Shelby and Otis, and you and Otis Stokes, and they were dressed in the pirate outfit.
Right.
Yes. 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 There you go. So your memory is, so that's good. And I just want to say to you, dear heart, that picture with William Shelby was at the closer to the end of his life. So cherish that picture.
It was.
And keep it close
definitely,
to your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah.
I most definitely will, yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yep. It was meant for me to meet him because, yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen Lakeside. So that was meant to happen.
Yes. All righty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing about that is William Shelby was also in Dynasty. He was a recording artist.
Yeah.
He was a recording artist with Dynasty. With Lakeside, he was just replacing some of the guys that had left. And so that was, and he grew up with them. That his brother, Tommy Shelby, you know, that was, he was Tommy Shelby's little brother. And so he used to hang around with them when they used to rehearse. So for him, it was a natural place to be, you know, with them and travel with them. They were like his big brothers, all of them. So, I really miss him. I really, really miss him. But anyway, I am going to play your song, one of your songs that you chose today. I'm going to play that for you if I can find it. And I just want to thank you. So much. And how are you doing? You okay? You staying warm?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm staying warm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, having a good time.
you missing your mommy?
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Especially during, she loved this time of year.
Yeah.
She loved this time of year. So.
Yes. You sent me.
I sure do.
Yeah, she and when was her birthday? She would have been 101.
It was
right?
December 4th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would have been 101. Yeah, her birthday was December the 4th.
Oh, mommy.
Mm-hmm. And she used to listen to me. She used to listen with me as we were listening to you guys. So Yeah.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
cool.
And the summer was still on the porch. Yeah, we're still on the porch with my phone.
Oh.
We'll be listening to you guys. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, dear. Yeah. Well, you take care of yourself, and know we love you here, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Well, same to you guys. Same to you.
All right, and here's
your
song.
Okay, you guys
song.
Take care. Okay, thank you.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Uncle Julian. I had to, you know, I you said that first, and I, but then you remembered Lakeside, and then I could tell you really loved Lakeside. But, you know, there was one of the Say Yeses that you maybe weren't as familiar with. So with that being said, I'm going to do that for you right now as a three-peat here on Solar Records Radio. Three artists with the same song, same title, I mean. And so here it is on Solar Records Radio, The Whispers, Say Yes. Yes. You know, those guys, oh my goodness, the Whispers, once again, you know, they just put it down, don't they? They put it down, and we're so blessed because of who they are and how they bless us all the time. I'm so excited that I just stumped my, dropped something on my toe. And that's not a good thing. Ay, ay, ay. And I keep dropping, I keep hurting the same toe. I can't believe I just did that. Anyway, so I want to get to, I have more questions, and I want to take care of these questions really quickly here. Oh, man, oh, man. Yes, Julian, thank you again, sweetheart. We appreciate you, and thank you so much. As Greg says, you're lovely. So thank you, sweetheart. Appreciate you. Let me see. Just begun to love you. Is that the first album, the first track on the album. How important is it that the track listing order on a recording? How important is the track listening order on an album, and how is it chosen? So it's definitely important because, oh man, I hurt myself. Wow. It's definitely important because I remember when we were in the studio and we were talking, Leon was talking with someone, and I'm not sure who it was. And he was saying, we were talking about, well, this needs to be number two, or this needs to be number one, or this needs to be number three. And so I remember that conversation like that, and that can be very confusing, right? But I remember, for myself, when I was producing records and stuff, and I remember saying, you know, if this song is not a really good song, is number one, and then the next song should be better than the really good one, like extremely good, then that way you're pulling the listeners in to want to get. So those first three are so important. In terms of just giving them, you know, you don't want to give everything on the first one, right? But the second one, it comes on and it's like, whoa, you know? And so, and then that third one, like a nice, beautiful song, but not as important as the first two, but it's important because you want to continue, you want them to continue to want to listen to the album. And once you get to that third one, you kind of sold them. It's definitely so, like the second one, because after the first one's a good one, oh, that's cool, that's cool. And then that second one come on, like, oh, my God. You know, now you're there. You're like, oh, the credit card is falling out the person's pocket. And then next thing you know, you got another song, a ballad or something beautiful, just a beautiful, good, beautiful song coming on third. That's it, yep. All right, yep. So that's it. And so, very important and very good question, and I really appreciate that. What was the last solar project you played on before leaving? Oh, Lord, my brain is hurting. I can't remember the last project that I played on. Let me just think about it. It was the Dynasty's last album, was it? Dynasty. Man, because Linda Carrier was leaving too. But I think it's the album with, I'll tell you as soon as I can think of it. As a matter of fact, let me go to Dynasty, my Dynasty section here, because it'll tell me what songs were on that, because their songs are here. And good question, though. Man, you made my brain hurt. Let's see, that is, it would be the album that had Check It Out on it. That was the last album that I participated in, last project for Solar. And do y'all know that? Y'all want to hear it? I'll play it for you. All right, so check it out. This is it, Dynasty on Solar Records Radio. And this is called Check It Out. And this is the last project that I worked on for Solar. Thanks for the question, my friend. And here we go, checking it out on Solar Records Radio.
I knew right then and
extra, extra, read all about it. I'm talking front page stories all over the world. It shook up men, women, boys, and girls. The headline says, if you want to be rich, then you better make sure that you got shirts. Oh, come on. Hit it.
Show. I really enjoyed this. And Julian, thank you so much, sweetheart, for calling in and sharing your story. And we appreciate you, sweetheart. You be blessed. And thanks, Don, for all your questions and starting and running the show for us today. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Very much. And you know, and to all the listeners, you guys are absolutely amazing, and we appreciate you all the time. And so just have a wonderful and blessed weekend as we're kicking the Solar Weekend off here on Solar Records Radio every Friday. And enjoy, be safe. And, you know, this is the season as well. People are getting together with family or getting ready to leave to go with their family. So safe travels to all you guys, and try to be nice, okay? Don't let people push you the wrong way, because they will. They will try. And let that be a gift to them. Let that be a gift, your patience. Don, anything in closing, my brother?
No, I just want everyone to have a safe and prosperous weekend. Prepare for Fourth Christmas is next Sunday, the Sunday after this coming. So just make sure, you know, it's all about family next week. And a family every day, but definitely, a special occasion. And again, just have a safe weekend. And we'll see you guys hopefully tomorrow. Solo Wants to Dance.
Hey, that's right. Tomorrow, Solo Wants to Dance. And so we are going to do that. And Greg, you want to hear me sing again? You said, oh, man, that's so nice. Solo Wants to Dance. But this is the difference. Every Saturday, we come on an hour earlier. You know, so come on, and so 2 p.m. Eastern Standard, we're going to get our groove on and get going. So, come hang out with us, and for hours straight, we're going to be hitting it hard. Yeah, all up-tempo jams, just hitting it hard. So, you know, you can do whatever you want to do with that, all right? Have it, you know, just maybe just kick it, kick back and listen and enjoy or work out or whatever it is that comes to your heart. And thank you again for blessing us. With your time. We appreciate that. And thanks, Greg, for all you do, brother. We appreciate you very much. All right, you guys, peace out. May God bless you. And Don, do you want to play the last song, or should I?
Oh, knock it out. Knock it out, man. You got this.
All right, guys. Well, Solar loves you and appreciates you, and we thank you for just helping us to do what we do here and hanging out with us. All right, and I guess that's pretty much it. Man, I don't want to go. Can't you tell? I'm like having a hard time saying goodbye. It's so hard. Oh, no, that's the wrong record company. All right, guys. Let's do what we got to do and get going. Catch you later. See you later, Don.
Have a good one, guys. See you later, Wardell.
See you later, Don.
Right now, we want you to get your hands together, and we're going to start your party. Let's welcome Solar Recording Artists. Solar Recording Artists.
We'll be right back.